B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, I want to be clear, and I've tried to make this clear over the past month, that it was never about the next team for Tom Brady. It was about the next chapter, and that is where we're at right now. Tom Brady saw this. He felt this. He knew that it was time for a change in his life and in his professional career. He wants to reinvigorate himself with football elsewhere. So where does he go from here? I've been trying to also say that he does, in fact, have a market. There are several teams that would like to sign Tom Brady. The Chargers and the Bucks are two of them, but there are other teams with varying levels of interest. I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole right now. I can tell you that he has thrown a wide-spanning net at this point. He is very interested in joining a number of teams. He covets a head coach who will collaborate with him. He covets a team that is built to win, but not necessarily one that needs to be immediately on the cusp of a Super Bowl. He also would like to be somewhere close to New York, but again, he's throwing a wide net. He would still be willing to go to the Chargers if that was the right fit. For now, though, for Tom Brady, it is about making clear that it's about the next chapter.
Jeff Darlington on ESPN this morning. Let me read you his tweets. Some of it echoes what you just heard him say. Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, by the way, from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub, still going strong through the shutdown. Jeff Darlington had this: four factors to consider when thinking about Brady's next spot. A collaborative coach, a well-built roster, even if not perceived as a clear Super Bowl favorite, good weather, and favorable proximity to New York City for personal reasons. That would be his son, who lives in New York City. And he says, but don't use any of those to cross teams off the list.
But I mean,
Darlington, this guy,
I've been told.
Let me give you a bunch of information.
I've been told.
But then also tell you
Jack,
it might not matter.
I've been told being close to Jack is the necessary number one priority.
That doesn't necessarily mean, in terms of miles, being geographically close to New York City.
Make it an easy flight for him, right.
I think it would basically mean easy flights, access to easy flights.
Yeah.
And something that isn't 6 hours away on a flight, like the Chargers.
Both L.A. teams.
Right?
Yeah, L.A. Rams, L.A. Chargers.
That would seem to eliminate those, even though Jeff Darlington says these are the factors, but don't use any of them to eliminate anything.
Should almost eliminate Vegas.
All right. Jeff says, I would expect a clear and concise approach to free agency for Tom Brady. This isn't likely to be a drawn-out process, even with COVID-19 regulations across the NFL. Brady never planned for a tour or even felt like he needed in-person meetings. Two words, quick and quiet.
Stealth-like.
Darlington says it will happen soon. Quick and quiet.
Where's he going, Beetle?
I think Tampa Bay is actually in play. I also think Miami's in play. I think Florida, for all those reasons, makes a lot of sense.
I could see him going to Miami. I can't pull myself to make myself believe he wants to get on a plane. What is it down there? TPA? Is that the Tampa call letter? What's the Tampa TMP? Like LAX or BOS is Boston.
TAM?
TAM. Hmm. Hmm. Let's go to TAM. It's nice there.
I'll look it up.
TPA.
TPA. TPA. Why is it TPA, I wonder?
Tampa.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what are you doing there? Going to get the TPA reports done this weekend?
Sure. TPS reports. Mm. Yeah, so TPA.
Oh, God. How do you go to Tampa?
Well, hold on. You think he's flying out of Tampa International Airport?
No.
No. Private jets, private
I understand, but you're still playing for the damn team. You're still playing in the market.
That's why, to me, Tampa, like Tom Brady's Tampa is not our Tampa. Tom Brady's Tampa is, I don't need to book a flight from New York to Tampa. I've got my own plane.
Brady loves, they love big city. They love New York City. They own multiple properties there. They love Aspen. You know, they love out Yellowstone National Park. Got a big cabin out there. We're down in Costa Rica. Got a big, big house down there. Got a house out in L.A.
We have a big
in Malibu.
Got a house down in Florida.
Hey, let's get a house in Tampa. It doesn't come off the tongue right. It really doesn't. The greatest player in the history of the sport. 6 Super Bowls. 20 years with one team. Wants to leave that team.
Yeah, no, Miami would make a lot more sense for him, lifestyle-wise.
Yeah, went to Tampa.
Mm. I'll just check the box scores of those games. I'll need to see them.
Is there a potential for a dark horse team?
Yeah, that would be Miami.
No. We're talking about it. That's not a dark horse.
Oh.
One that we have not mentioned even once.
Like a Denver? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, the potential's there.
Do you know what some people have suggested?
Yeah, it would require another, I think for that dark horse team to emerge, it would require that team to be making some kind of major move that would be another huge upset. It would require the Lions figuring out what to do with Stafford. You know, it's going to require someone else totally changing their philosophy.
Do you know what the interwebs are suggesting today? Buffalo is a dark horse. Like, could you ever imagine that happening?
No.
But I
can't imagine Tampa either.
Thank you. Right? So that's why I'm asking. Hey. Like, Buffalo doesn't have a quarterback. Hey. They have Josh Allen stiff.
I've stood there
They'd
and watched
him
some
in
talk.
A second.
I've stood there and watched them talk. He's tight with Kelly, and he's tight with Bledsoe. And Bledsoe breaks my balls every time I say something bad about Buffalo, about how great Buffalo is. And you don't know where to go in Buffalo. There's a place we all live in Buffalo. Jim Kelly and Bledsoe are real friendly with Brady.
Okay, so here's the insanity of the
mind.
Buffalo.
It entered my mind now.
Now it entered your mind.
But I'm not. No.
Let me give you the crazy Buffalo scenario, right? Which is, hey, they've got a good defense. They're building something there. Like the coaches, blah, 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 whatever. Right? They play in a horrible stadium. It's not a place I'd want to move to. The weather is not ideal. But Brady thinks to himself, yeah, it doesn't matter. Giselle and the kids are going to stay in the place down in Greenwich. And his oldest son is in New York City. And after every game on Sunday, I'm going to New York City. I'll be back on Wednesdays. Yeah, I worked out a deal with them. You know, like, I don't know, something crazy like that. Where it's so quick, I just got to shoot across the state. Quick private jet rides back and forth.
Mm. Yeah.
What's easier, to see your oldest son? To fly from Miami to New York or be jetting back and forth
Buffalo
to, you know, Greenwich?
Buffalo.
Tatanka. Yeah.
Plus Buffalo. You get the TB12. Yeah, you build them in Buffalo.
No. Throw the TB12 crap out the window.
But you understand, I thought there was no way in hell he was not going to be playing for the Patriots next season. So when I say it can't be Buffalo, my inclination is to now say this. Well, it's going to be L.A. He's going to go be the savior of that franchise. He's going to be in the second biggest market in the country. They're going to pull out all the stops. It's TB12 Central out there, East Coast, West Coast, closer to where he's from, blah, blah, blah. There was no way I would have put any chips anywhere on the roulette table other than New England up until this morning. So I'm not set. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Buffalo.
Think about it.
Good trade. Tatanka.
Think about it.
Why not? What do I know?
Right.
There was no way in hell he was that. They'll figure it out. They didn't figure it out. So now he's going somewhere. And all the options are crap. They're all crap.
There's
not one option out there that I think is actually going to happen that is going to engage me. The just to try and look on the bright side, I was thinking, you know what? Now we'll have it. You know, a lot of Patriots fans will have another team. You know, you'll have another team in your hip pocket. You'll be able to, cheer them on. Maybe San Francisco, you know, on the other side of the country. That'll be interesting. That's a good team. That's in a different conference. That'll be fun. You'll be able to watch that. No, Tampa. You're gonna have a secondary fandom for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Buffalo Bills or the Chargers, LA Chargers, the San Diego Superchargers of Los Angeles? No.
Tell you what, Miami's a popular one.
617-779-0985.
You're on the outside looking in. You've been told
okay,
no
Miami.
Already.
Okay.
You've been told no. Wow. Party's moving on and you're out.
Can't discount any of them.
My God.
All right. Let's ask this question. Where do you want to see Tom Brady play next season? What are you rooting for? I have one that I'm rooting for. Talk about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From my understanding, there is nothing imminent as far as where Brady will announce or inform a team that he is going. It sounds like there's still some moving parts for several teams involved. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for instance, haven't closed the door on any of the other quarterbacks they are speaking with, whether Bridgewater or Winston or anyone else. And for the Los Angeles Chargers, it seems for them it would be either Tom Brady or Tyrod Taylor. But, of course, the main thing, guys, is that Tom Brady is not going back to New England. And there was certainly pessimism in New England about that situation this morning. They felt the strong push from the Bucs, and it just never seemed like there was much of a connection, especially lately as far as potentially bringing Tom Brady back. They never felt like it was really going to happen. And now officially, Brady says goodbye to New England, which at 43 years old, considering all he's done, is amazing, and for the first time, the Patriots let Tom Brady walk away.
Tom Brady and the Patriots break up today. Break up day for Brady and the Pats. All the latest coverage, 98.5thesportshub.com. That's also where you can take us, stream us, wherever it is you go, all the podcasts from the day, 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download our 98.5thesportshub app if you haven't done that already. And oh, by the way, since we're all quarantined at home, most of us, I'm sort of proud that Zoe and I are still going strong here for the time being.
Warriors.
Still being allowed to come into the office. That could get shut down on a moment's notice. But for now, we're still coming in. But for all of you who are stuck at home, and you have a smart speaker, like many of you do.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. They have one on in my house.
Play 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's what you got to tell your smart speakers. Make sure you get us loaded on the smart speaker. I saw someone sent in a picture to Marshall Hook the other day, one of those nice Amazon ones with the screen, a little logo on there. It's really nice. Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. All right, where do you want Brady to go? What are you rooting for right now?
Okay, so you have Chargers, Raiders.
You can pick any team.
Tampa.
You don't have to name them. You just tell me which one.
I want him to go to Miami.
Why?
I want to see him twice a year. I would keep up more with how he is doing down there because we're AFC East.
I like how you say that. I would see him more.
I'd call two games against him.
I'd see my friend Tom.
I'd play this defense that he practices against him. Right? How would he play Gilmore? Would he attack Gilmore?
Okay, so who do you root for in those games?
I root for the Patriots. Tom Brady doesn't pay me money.
Patriots pay the bills, man.
Oh, okay.
A Patriots.
Well,
fan.
I get that. I didn't think.
Oh,
that's
you know what? Go, Tom. No, but
I mean, to be a fan of sports, you typically don't need someone paying you to be a fan of a player or a team.
I played here. I played 1 year down there. I love it here. I love the Patriots. He went down there. Like, hey, like Mr. Kraft said, he wanted to go. If he wanted to be here, he would have been signed, right? He didn't want to be here. That's what he told Stephen A. Smith, right? He wanted to go. So.
And you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we get the answer on that now. I want him to go to Tampa. I want him to go to crappy Tampa Bay. I want him to, I can't believe I'm saying this, play in the NFC.
That is so stupid. You want to play in front of a pirate ship?
I don't want him in the AFC.
Ahoy!
I don't want him in the AFC.
No.
I want him in the NFC, and I want to root for him all the way through the Super Bowl, assuming it's not against the Patriots, and never have to think about the Patriots and Brady crossing paths to the point where you got to root against Tom Brady in a playoff game. I never want to do that.
What about once
I
a year? What about once a year in a regular season matchup?
Well, that's fine. It's regular season.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
All right.
I don't want to ever have to root against Tom Brady in a playoff game because he's matching up with the Patriots.
Oh, my God.
I wanna, I've seen every game of this guy's career, as have all of us, right? And I don't want to stop watching. I'm not going to stop watching his games. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We said if he moves on, he goes elsewhere, it's going to create an interesting season because we are going to watch every single game of whatever team it is he chooses.
That's not Brady's face in Philip Rivers' head.
It is. It's Brady's face on Philip Rivers' body.
That looks like Steven Gostkowski in the middle.
Okay. And Zoe's referring to a graphic that's on a screen that just caught his attention here in the studio. I want to root for Brady all the way through in the playoffs, man. I want him in the NFC. And so it appears that the most plausible or possible landing spot for him in the NFC would be Tampa Bay. So that's what I'm rooting for, not the AFC. I don't care about the two times a year. I don't care about the Brady versus Bill matchup. Or Brady versus Patriots matchup. Would it be fun? Yes. Would it be great for our purposes? Yes. I'm talking strictly as a fan. I don't want to root against that guy.
No.
I don't root against him twice a year, guaranteed, if he's in the division, whether it's Miami or
the new
hot underdog there being Buffalo.
Thinking about that, though, there would be some fan splitting going on, especially if he went to Miami and you had him twice a year. Games here, games down there. There'd be some fans rooting for Brady. Just lose your allegiance right away just because one guy leaves. Oh, you have Cal Van Noy down there, too. That's another reason I hope he goes down there.
Well, you have a coaching staff that's, you know, spawned from the Belichick coaching staff in New England. I don't know how much fun it's going to be, how collaborative it's going to be.
Well, I do know this. I researched the Chan Gailey stuff. He uses the Ron Earhart stuff. So it's all the numbering system is the same. So from a terminology standpoint for Brady, it's like, yeah, it's going to be Tom's offense, but Chan could help plan it. So it's not like, oh, what are you talking about? What do you mean we got to do this? We got to do this.
Speaking of NFC teams, there are a couple of things that have happened here in the NFL in the last few minutes. The Panthers and Cam Newton have announced that they are working. They are collaborating on Cam Newton finding himself a trade. Cam Newton is going to depart in Carolina, according to another report. The Panthers have very much been in on Teddy Bridgewater. They are looking to possibly replace Cam Newton with Teddy Bridgewater. Cam Newton will now seek a trade with the help of his agent, and the Carolina Panthers are on board with him going and trying to help find his own trade. So that is happening right now. Let's say they don't land Bridgewater, or let's say they're just in the market for a quarterback. Carolina could be another team on the list again. Also saw this tweet from Tony Maserati 33 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Felger Maz coming up at 2 o'clock today. He says, if you're asking me where Tom Brady is going next, I think Dallas is still in play. What do you think of Dallas as a possibility?
Can't be. You could do a sign trade because you tagged Dak.
You just rescind the tag. Has he signed it yet? He hasn't signed it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to do anything.
He probably doesn't want to sign it.
Right. Right. You rescind the tag. He's now not your thing anymore.
Yeah.
And so, Brady's your guy.
You've done two things you can do to hold both guys. You've tagged one. We still have control over you. And we could still bring Brady in free agency.
They could be talking to Brady right now saying, if you sign a deal, we rescind the tag. Dak's gone. You're our guy. Jerry Jones likes big, pricey, shiny objects, doesn't he? Does he strike you as one of those guys? He's one of those guys that likes to make a statement with his money.
See his boat he bought last year?
Woo. He's got all that. The bus, the boat, the stadium. Everything's got to be bigger in Texas, though.
Right.
What's bigger than landing Tom Brady? Who's a bigger star at quarterback in the league than Tom Brady?
Not Dak.
Not Dak. You can make the case Patrick Mahomes. He's the young star quarterback with now a Super Bowl ring. What would that mean to the Cowboys to land Tom Brady? TB12.
Amari Cooper on board for 5 more years.
$100 million.
Could happen. It'd make me like the Cowboys a whole hell of a lot more. I liked the Cowboys when they were great in the early 90s. I really did. I loved them as a kid. I could learn to love them again. Get Brady, that puts me on your side.
I'm only half joking. Is Jason Garrett still the coach?
The offense coordinator for the
Giants. McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, excuse me. Okay. Is Jason Garrett involved anyway?
No, gone. He's
totally out. Totally out.
He's with the Giants.
So McCarthy head coach, but you still have Jerry Jones there as the owner. Meddling. It's what he does.
Dallas to New York City. How long does that take?
Meddling.
It feels like 3 hours, doesn't it? How long is that flight? That's a three-hour flight.
Here's the thing with the family thing, and I'm not discounting Brady's love of family or how he feels about his kids or any of that stuff, but unless he plays in New York, it's an issue. And he's either going to have to commute back and forth to spend time with the family, or they're all going to have to move somewhere. So if you really believe that the family thing is important to him, you have to think about where would the family move with him.
Yeah, you're going to be spending a lot of time in helicopters. Like, I know he jumps on that helicopter to go see his kid, too. And I don't know if I'd do that after the Kobe stuff. But
well, I don't,
at some point, that becomes monotonous, too.
I don't know that he even wants... And you can't take a helicopter from Dallas to New York. I mean, I suppose you could, but you don't want to.
A lot of refueling stops, I assume.
Big one. Yeah. So, Blackhawk down.
If you're in at all on the family aspect of it, I think Los Angeles is the one that makes the most sense for him. I could see the whole family relocating there.
What if he moves the mother out?
He still has to go to New York, though.
No. What if she's having trouble with a show?
Yeah.
I'll take care of you.
You don't think that as an actress, Bridget Moynihan would relocate to Los Angeles?
Her show tapes in New York.
Right.
That's why she lives in New York.
The show was going under, right?
No, it's not. I actually talked to a source.
Well,
over the weekend, I totally forgot about this.
What, TV Guide?
No. No. Hold
Variety?
On. No. Stop. Don't make fun of this because
it's real.
It's actually real.
Okay.
And I was talking about it in jest because I truly believe there was no shot that Brady was going to leave. Hold on. I have to pull up this text message from over the weekend. Give me a second. I'll tell you what it says.
I'm hearing that the show has neither been canceled nor renewed. It's kind of in limbo right now.
Let me read you what it says.
Purgatory Beetle.
Hold on. I asked if it was getting canceled and was told no. No, it's not getting canceled as of a couple of weeks ago from someone who would absolutely know, someone who would be directly impacted by whether or not that show is still going to be a show. That person says, no, we're not getting canceled.
What's her show?
Yeah, Blue Bloods. And I responded.
Blue Blocker.
Oh, good. That means Brady's baby mama isn't leaving New York City. That's what I texted back on, I think, Saturday at 7:09 p.m. Yep.
How much money she make?
And I thought that in the sense like, oh, good. She's not moving back to L.A. Brady's going to stay here in New England.
How about, if you're getting to the end of this acting thing, I'll put you a nice little $2.5 million house right there in San Fernando Valley. Why don't you come on out with Jack?
Well, she's also married.
Live out there. Okay.
She has a life of her own.
Okay.
Yeah, that's well established in New York. Oh. Yeah. and her husband is very in, very deep in the world of finance.
Oh, he ain't Tom
based
Brady.
Based in New York City.
He ain't no Tom Brady.
You know, oh. Wall Street. Wow. Although I bet he's not having a great week.
Oof.
Oh. Artie has headlines. 617-779-0985. I'm rooting for Brady to land in the NFC. That's what I'm rooting for. So wants Miami. I want the NFC. What do you want? We got to get back to your calls. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bledsoe deep drop, steps up, now rolls to the right. Now he's going to have to run at the 20, 25, 30. Oh, and blocked out of bounds right at the 6. I don't think he made it first down. He got whacked over on the far side. As he tried to run the 10 yards for the first down, and I'm not sure he's going to get up on this one. He really got hit.
Like, one of the obvious keys to today's game is how well Tom Brady can fill in for Drew Bledsoe. Tom Brady, this will be his first NFL start, his second year as a Patriot. He had a fine exhibition season, but exhibition and preseason games are much different than facing the reigning AFC East champion, I would believe.
We don't know what we're going to see from Tom Brady. We have a rough idea of what he does and what he can do and his strengths and weaknesses through the preseason. But from beginning to end, we don't know what to expect from this young man. I know the players and the coaches are very high on him. And it'll be interesting to watch the whole thing unfold and see what he does. Brady checks over the defense. Four-man front. Charges showing blitz. They don't. Brady drops straight back to throw. Looking. Goes to the end zone. Great protection from the offensive line for Tom Brady's first NFL touchdown pass.
Goodbye is all we got left to say.
A lot has happened since that for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Six Super Bowl titles, nine appearances in the Super Bowl, and now it's over for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Yes, Hardy. Something funny.
The song. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Of like 5 million songs you could pick out of nothing, out of thin air to accompany a Tom Brady rejoin.
Steve Earle and the Dukes.
That should be the last. Horrible. Who did that? You?
No.
That's just stupid.
Oh, come on.
Easy. 617-779-0985. More your reaction to the news of the day. Tom Brady announcing he is leaving the New England Patriots. John on the Cape.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hey, John. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, hi, John.
Been better?
Yeah. I'm a longtime listener, and yep. I'm from the Cape.
Where are you at in the Cape?
I'm in Katomet.
Nice. We're in Katomet.
Yeah, and I know Zoe's mother-in-law. She's a nice person.
Very nice lady.
You know, Robert Kraft should think, I mean, there would not be a Patriot place without Tom Brady. I mean, he built that place. And I'm sure Kraft knows it, and everybody in New England knows it.
Yeah, when I was done, I was selling seats at the CMGI Stadium at the time, which lost a ton of stock in.
Yeah.
But they did have some prior plans drawn up around there, not to exact specifications, but they sort of noted what they wanted to do there around that stadium site as far as put restaurants in there, retail in there, you know, make it a destination in Little Foxborough. It was laughed at upon the time. But as you won more, I do agree with you that Brady helped them win, which establishes the brand and the Patriot way. And, you know, eventually when you get big like that and after multiple championships, yeah, you can put anything up there and it goes well. I don't think it was just Brady. You know, they had sort of had that vision too ahead of time, but Brady helped him get there.
Ron on the Cape. Ron.
Yes, this is Ron on the Cape.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah, well, I've been a season ticket holder 43 years, and I was just thinking that the worst thing that happened to me was the last play in my end zone. I saw that pick six.
No.
And that's the last thing I see of Brady. Now, I don't even want to see him play for another team, but, I mean, I have no choice. But I'd rather see him go to an NFC team. You know, that's the way I feel.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If it's AFC or NFC, you going to go out of your way to watch his games?
Yeah, well,
yep.
I will. I mean, I love him. He's done great things.
Yeah,
for
I will.
Him.
I sure
I
will.
Was there way, I was there way before he was there. I'll be there way after he's gone. So the way I look at it, he's done great for us. I give him all the praise in the world. I just hate to see him go. Now I got to hang up all his jerseys along with Bledsoe's, you know, and put all my football cards aside because I hate buying Brady's in another uniform, you know. And I got
if you collect, that becomes a collectible, and then you have to enjoy that. I got a bunch of jerseys, the guys.
That they gave you?
Yeah.
Like who?
Saved a bunch. Rocky Blyer, Franco.
I don't think.
Jim Kelly, Dan Marino.
Their jersey that they gave you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Those are framed in my basement.
Yep. That was sweet.
Yep. Boomer gave me a helmet. Yep.
Very nice.
Andy's, Dick Butkus.
Andy in Pennsylvania. Andy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good to hear from you. Listen, I'm listening to you on my cell phone. And if you looked at Tom Brady's quote, what he said about what he's planning on doing, here's my critique on it. Maybe I can hear your input. Been a Patriot fan forever because I used to live in Rhode Island. And here's the deal. I think that, my opinion, I think Tom Brady's still... He's going to shop around, and then he'll finally say the announcement, you know what? I'm not going to play. I'm still going to stick with football some way, but I'm going to do something else with football. I'm just going to announce my retirement. What think?
I disagree. Zoe disagrees as well.
100%.
Said it multiple times in recent days.
He's not retiring. He is playing football.
That's wishful thinking for a lot of people that he's never going to play anywhere else. Oh, he could do something else. He could be a broadcaster.
No. No.
Nope.
Not ready for that.
Not yet. Not now.
I don't think he'd want that. That seemed like a broadcaster type. Let's go, people. What would you do? Would you root for Tom Brady in another uniform? Would you go out of your way to see his games? I'd say, hell yeah. And here's another caveat that you need to start factoring in. I think the schedule comes out in about 2 or 3 weeks. I think you're going to have a lot more 1 o'clock
games. 1 o'clock games for the New England Patriots.
Than you haven't had in past years. Not a lot of prime time. Now, the West Coast ones will be 4:30. That's because of what you have to do when you play out there. But not a lot of 8:30, 8:45 East Coast time games. Don't think so.
You want a little Cam Newton update here?
Sure.
Sure.
Apparently, this is in response to a Panthers Instagram post. The Panthers tweeted out that we have given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade. I believe this is also on Instagram. Cam Newton has responded to it. In a very cryptic-looking font that he's using, it looks like something from like one of the Zodiac letters.
Is that Wingdings?
I don't know what it is, but...
Wingdings.
He has funny hair.
The Panthers post is, we have given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade. Cam right, Newton
they
also replied...
They put out like a full statement,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Stop with the wordplay. I never asked for it. There is no dodging this one. I love the Panthers to death and will always love you guys. Please do not try and play me or manipulate the narrative and act like I wanted this.
Oh,
you
boy.
Forced me into this. Love.
Huh. Interesting statement between two different parties, right?
Good job.
Good job.
Good job for Cam. They don't want me anymore. And they're telling me I'm going to get cut or I got to seek a trade or I'm going to be a backup. Like,
oof.
What do you want me to do?
The Patriots statement, they said Brady doesn't want them.
Well, they didn't say it in their statement. They said it in their words.
Right.
The statement was, I thought, good. But just words. Just words.
When was John Henry at his best? When he came in and spoke words, right?
Well, I think you're going to believe someone more when they are speaking.
They tell you.
not what they have.
Look at my face. This is
not what they have down on the paper that they email out, and they've got, you know, three different PR people.
Let's get this crafted statement.
They crafted it and went over it.
Well, be careful with that word. Be careful with that word.
Right?
Yeah. I love when Robert talks, just because he just tells you how he feels. I think Henry does the same thing.
617-779-0985. Let's get to those statements. What was actually said by ownership and Bill Belichick today, and what ownership is saying, not in their statement, but to members of the media. All that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The final seconds finally elapse at Arrowhead.
We saw a weak team, the New England Patriots. Let's face it, they're not good anymore.
I didn't understand why Tom made those decisions.
Tom Brady was benched.
There's a lot of people, Tom, that are doubting you. You feel like you passed your prime?
I'm going to do the best job I can do.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Baker Ridley. Throws down the middle. Catch is made by White. Trouble again. Touchdown, Patriots.
Guess who's back all week? The quarterback on the back page, the front page of both papers. Judgment Day. What are you kidding me? Naysayers.
Play fake by Brady. Throws for LaFell. Pulls it down at the 10.
Brady is killing him right now. Absolutely pinpoint surgical today.
Brady takes the shotgun snap, throws it to the right for Green, all alone to the 15. Shane to the 10 with a stutter step.
It's amazing to see Tom Brady maneuver with the feet, keep plays alive. Guys that are in decline aren't supposed to do that, Bob.
Tom Brady moving on from the Patriots. The news broke just after 9 a.m. this morning with a post on Twitter and Instagram. Brady says, sayonara.
Boy, there goes that song. PSA. Maybe they could play one of those crappy...
Is something wrong with the song?
No, that's Brady's song. You're not going to play... What, are you going to play for Stidham? And everybody go down in a far corner and wait for Julian to come down and give his, you know, 100-yard pump? And Brady come down, let's go! It's going to be a lot of different things this year. I'm just trying to absorb it. This is all happening in one day.
As you think about next year and in the stadium and things like that, Joe just emailed us and said, could Patriots season ticket sales be affected by Brady leaving? Balances are due on March 31st. I don't know if Joe is a season ticket holder.
I think balances were already out.
Oh, were they?
I think they were, yeah.
He says the money is... So he's saying that you got to pay up by the end of the month.
Sure. Hey, long line after that.
Like, could it impact season tickets? Yeah, it could. Yeah, people who have had season tickets for the last 20 years might say, you know what? This is where I check out. Been doing this a long time. It's a pretty big commitment if you go every week. I know a lot of people don't. They just take the two games they want to go to and sell the rest to their friends.
Or I think that'd be silly.
Wherever else you sell tickets. Yeah. And so if that happens where people are like, you know what? I'm out. I'm not going to do it anymore.
You're out on one player.
That would mean there's someone who will step right up and buy the tickets.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't. The waiting list.
There may be some.
At one point, the waiting list, I think, was 70,000 seats strong.
40 plus.
Which would mean more than what you even hold in your entire stadium.
40 plus year wait list. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be a problem. The tickets will sell.
Ownership is still there. The head coach is still there. The GM, the offensive coordinator. I mean, good players are still there. They're not going to suck.
We still...
Just don't bolt on a team with one player.
Without Tom Brady, there's still a football team to watch.
Yeah. Here's a tough thing. Losing Gronkowski and Brady in consecutive years. That's a big shot to your offense. That's a big one. You could not replace Rob Gronkowski last year. We tried that for 16 games. That didn't work. And it's not going to be fair to the kid. to be viewed and compared to every single throw. And I'm not going to do it to him on the broadcast. I'm not going to do it to him. You let this kid be this kid and let him grow from it and get experience. He can't beat Tom Brady when he walks in there. He may do things better than Brady does. There may be a heck of a lot that he doesn't do well or can't see things the way Tom did.
So. But just in the overall, this season is going to be more interesting than it would have been with Tom Brady coming back. It may not be as successful. It may not be as exciting. But the interest level, I would argue, is going to be greater just to see what this looks like
for
with a different quarterback.
For real football fans.
There's a lot of
unknown for real football fans. I think for the casual fan, they say, Patriots are on nice.
But you know what, Beetle?
Tom Brady's a big draw for people that don't care a lot about football.
But they've seen that movie 20 times over.
Yeah, and they watch it every time, though.
Yeah, they watch it.
Every freaking time.
There are going to be a lot of casual fans, too, that check in to see what a different quarterback looks like running this team. And I'm not saying it's going to be the best result. I'm not saying they're going to be more exciting. But the interest level is going to peak. And I think people are going to be excited for a different reason. And, yeah, the intrigue. There's not – when you do the same thing every year – And people are going to – they already did get complacent about it. They started taking it for granted. The division championship every year. You're going to the AFC championship practically every year. That's the same. So the interest is going to wane. Even if you say, oh, no, it's great and I love it. This is inherently more interesting. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily better. I don't think anybody is ready to put their chips down and say the Patriots are going to be better this year without Tom Brady than they would have been with him. But is it going to be – it's the unknown. It's the unknown. We don't know. Now you got to watch. Did you have to watch the first four games last season to know that they were going to be 3-1 or 4-0? No. This year? Yeah. You're going to have to watch.
Tom Brady wrote this morning in his statement. He said to all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff – Coach Belichick, RKK, and the Kraft family, and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. I am grateful for all that you have taught me. I've learned from everyone. You all have allowed me to maximize my potential, and that is all a player can ever hope for. Everything we have accomplished brings me great joy, and the lessons I have learned will carry on with me forever. I went on to say I've cherished every opportunity I had to be a part of our team, and I love you all for that. Our team has always set a great standard in pro sports, and I know it will continue to do just that. So he leaves with a very nice statement, but says he's going to be going elsewhere. Bill Belichick had a very, very nice statement, a lot of very nice things for him to say about Tom Brady. Says that Bill Belichick, in his statement, Tom and I will always have a great relationship built on love, admiration, respect, and appreciation. Tom's success as a player and his character as a person are exceptional. Nothing about the end of Tom's Patriots career changes how unfathomably spectacular it was. With his relentless competitiveness and longevity, he earned everyone's adoration and will be celebrated forever. It has been a privilege to coach Tom Brady for 20 years. And he says, sometimes in life it takes some time to pass before truly appreciating something or someone. But that has not been the case with Tom. He is a special person and the greatest quarterback of all time. That from Bill Belichick in his statement. Robert Kraft had a statement today, and he also had some comments to specific members of the media, Mike Giardi, as well as Stephen A. Smith. We'll tell you what it is that he said, as well as a statement to ESPN. He's talked to a bunch of people today, and what he's saying doesn't exactly match what the statement says. That on the day that Tom Brady says he's leaving. We'll do that in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.